healthcare one American at a time.
The tug of war over jobs continues, and the theories abound over the situation with Iran, thanks to a supposed foiled attempt on the life of the Saudi ambassador to Washington. Hello, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. It is the water cooler buzz that we aim for, and you certainly are invited to the party. You can throw in your two cents on Iran, fair or foul. There are a lot of conspiracy theorists who say this is trumped up and is more false flag stuff. Others say take Ahmadinejad out. What's the play and what's the end game? And if there is any kind of movement here, how do you get around China and Russia? The answer is you can't. They'd have to be on board, and they definitely aren't at this point. Coming up in this hour, we always talk about numbers, so you know we're going to do a week in count. Plus, our cheap movie review. Maybe you're headed out to the movies this week. You need some R&R, and you just want to sit back in a nice cold theater and be entertained by something on the big screen. As much as I often say between Redbox and Blockbuster and those of you still hanging on to Netflix, sometimes there are movies that just need to be seen on a very big screen. Imagine, for example, watching any of the huge 3D pics on a smaller screen. It's not the same effect when you're sitting with your, I think, when you're sitting with your glasses in your house with your kids watching, I don't know, what are some of the big 3D movies? Up. Watching Up or something else. Oh, there's another one I like. I can't think of it now. It'll come to me. I don't even know if Up's in 3D. It's not. It's not in 3D. There's another one. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. I promise you. Avatar, watching Avatar in 3D. It wouldn't be the same, it wouldn't have the same effect, I don't believe. Well, effect is the name of the game. And I think our politicians are infected with memory lapses when it comes to some of the things that they've said in the past. And it is all about the scramble to get the votes for 2012. It's the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's the same old themes that we've seen over and over again. The Senate Republican jobs bill is something different. They're pushing for tax reform and cuts. I mean, they've talked about it, but now the talk has gone beyond the obvious, and some more specific strokes are being painted out. Those who chimed in, or put to paper, if you will, those who chimed in included the Speaker of the House, forget the Senate for a second, the Speaker of the House, who talked about jobs, and he went on the attack this time after praising Obama the day before. He's talking about the president campaigning and that his plan's not going to work, and here's what we're doing. Also, Paul had this to say about the economy as well and the jobs plan, now a bill, and that the millionaires in this one would pay taxes too. So take a listen.
The fact is, the president's plan, in our view, will not work as he's laid it out there. We've extended our hand and offered to work with the president, but the president has chose to campaign instead of govern. We're doing all these things because we said we would. They're all part of our plan for America's job creators. A plan that we outlined in May.
We have had a jobs plan, but we are tired of him campaigning around the country saying we have no jobs plan when we have had one for 9 months. Now we've codified it into a bill.
It does not further the debate to go around the country and saying millionaires are not paying their fair share. That is objectively false. 99% of millionaires pay 29% of their income tax.
All right, and that's Senator Rand Paul, as I said, and he's right on that. There's a difference between the corporate taxes, corporations, and what the individuals are paying. I say this all along. The biggest difference between the people who have buku bucks is this, and all of us know it. They get better loopholes. They get better service because they can afford better accountants. That's the upshot. They're not taking their stuff, bags full of receipts, to H&R Block. No offense to H&R Block. They're not doing that. Or they're not sitting there burning the midnight oil with their number two pencil. No. They have the best that money can buy. So there are ways around, let's say, legal ways around what ultimately they end up paying. But the point is, and Paul was saying this, the Republicans have rejected the jobs bill, and they had one. They had a have a plan of their own, and they talked about it on Thursday. Theirs is called Jobs Through Growth Act, and it calls for tax reform and the cuts, as I said. In a nutshell, that's pretty much what you're talking about. There are steps to balance a budget and repeal the health care system, lift the restrictions on offshore energy exploration, and promote U.S. trade. That's the strokes across the board. Senator John McCain said all but a few of the Senate's 47 Republicans embraced this thing, the measure, whose third and final chief sponsor is the one you just heard, the man you just heard, Senator Rand Paul, who is a Tea Party favorite. That's who he got elected with. They were really pushing for him. So the bill was actually rolled out 2 days after Republicans used that procedural move that we talked about in the Senate to block Obama's jobs package, the $447 billion jobs package. So speaking at the White House on Thursday, the president touted the new strategy that he and the Senate Democrats have crafted to bring up parts of his bill for individual votes. Rather, likely they'll start next month. And it's the same. Nothing's changed here. Teachers back in the classroom and the shovel jobs, again, for the infrastructure. There's nothing that's changed with that. By the way, a new Wall Street NBC poll shows that Americans, by a 2-to-1 margin, the ones that they talk to anyway, back Obama's plan to create jobs through stimulus spending and tax cuts and all that, and that it would be financed by a 5.7% surtax on millionaires. So see, there's a big difference. It's the same story that we've seen. Everybody's sticking to their guns. Sticking to their guns. I mean, Republicans are saying that the president would rather campaign on the issue of jobs than find a solution. So they're throwing it back on the president, who's saying the Republicans are blocking him, that it's the Republicans who won't work together. What's your take, America? Have a solution for the crisis that we're in? Well, balanced budget certainly would be one of them. That's a good place to start. Could we really, really work on balancing the budget and not just talk about it? Really try to figure out a way to get back in the black? Certainly we have some great economists in this country. Forget about politics. Put all that aside. That can come up with some better tweaks to the system that are being trotted out before us. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we've got odds and ends. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Snapshot around America, because I always talk about what's going on in our backyards, and there are a lot of things. One, while you have people all over the place, all over the country, as part of this Occupy movement, Cleveland, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Connecticut, Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, pick a place. While that's happening, and there are people running around with the signs, like I said, you have other people in line for the latest technology from Apple. And sadly, this time around, because of Steve Jobs' death, he's not there to make sure it's running smoothly. He was such a brilliant guy when it came to futuristic stuff and pushing it out there. So what happens to the newest Apple product and how is it being received? We'll jump to that, too, for fun, by the way. But before we do that, something else, you know, we talk about these bans. We talk about phone bans, and when we get down to it, how many rights do we want taken away? And, you know, sometimes I'm split on all of this stuff. There was a driving ban in Illinois that upset a lot of people. There was a lot of buzz, let's say, in the great state of Illinois. And many of you are listening, in fact, to us in that state. I wanted you to hear what some of the people on the street, so to speak, had to say, and then I'll give you some details on the ban and the texting and all that in a second. Here you go.
I think they may be pushing that a little bit. I don't think that's necessary.
I've almost gotten hit a couple times because people were not watching the road.
Yeah, I think we just need to ban humans altogether from driving. You know, Illinois was the 17th state to ban texting while driving. And there is, we've talked about this a ton, and all of you have told me personal stories about crazy things that have happened. So, you know, whether we're talking about just texting hands-free, not whatever, it is out of control what we're seeing on the roadways. But at what point do you decide, there's too much of red tape government intervention, either locally or in the federal level, into our lives already. So can we just be adults? Can we just be adults about this? And I'll tell you, I mean, do it. Do it for a week and call this show and tell me how many times you had near misses in your car where somebody was doing something else in the car. I'm not talking. I'm saying whatever. They're texting on the phone, not paying attention, cutting across three lanes, reading a paper, putting on makeup, eating food that suddenly drops and their head disappears and you can't see them anywhere and it looks like the car's driving itself. We have a million examples, maybe not a million, but we have a lot of examples of dangerous things that happen in cars. And now, because you have that many more people on the road, I think that's what it is, that just exacerbates the problem. I say bravo to this. And it was a sad, sick, twisted story. In fact, it makes me feel ill almost to talk about it. Honestly, it does. But the second man that was tried in connection with that 2007 Connecticut home invasion story, remember that, where a wife and her two daughters were killed and the husband escaped, was found guilty on all counts just the second day of deliberations. And there's been massive attention to this because there's been a lot of discussions about home safety. So Joshua Kamerswerski was convicted of 17 charges, including 3 counts of murder, 4 counts of kidnapping, charges of burglary, arson, assault. He could get the death penalty. They heard the final pleas in the case with the prosecutors talking about him being the instigator of the attack, and the defense insisted he didn't want anyone to die, blah, blah, blah. Jennifer Hawk Pettit and her daughters were the ones, Michaela Pettit, just 11 years old, 17-year-old Haley. It's sick and sad what happened in this case where they had just gone to the store and they followed them back, and the two daughters were tied to the beds, died of smoke inhalation. And, of course, the wife did what they wanted her to do. She went to a bank. She took out $15,000 from an account. And, you know, they still killed them all anyway. So the husband was left. He was beaten up and whatnot, but he escaped. And he's had to live through this nightmare since 2007 and these two trials as well. Here's what Dr. William Pettit said afterwards.
Everyone felt that for justice to be served, the defendant needed to be convicted on these 17 counts. So I think it's a sense of relief. It's not clear to me that time heals all wounds, but you form some form of scars that, and like I said in some interview, that sort of jagged hole in your heart, you smooth out the edges a little bit, and you just take it one day at a time.
Yeah, boy, just awful, awful, awful. At least in a way, he's saying time doesn't really heal. You have those scars. But maybe there's some sense of justice because you can't go back in time. So what are you going to do? Continuing down this path of odds and ends, Steve Wozniak was the first in line for the iPhone 4S. It's the big day, finally. You know, they're brilliant at building up the excitement for it. So he was at a store in Los Gatos, California, and hanging out, waiting in a chair, I guess, sipping a Dr. Pepper, scanning emails, along with everybody else in the line. So saying that he couldn't wait to get his own copy. That, I think that's kind of a good stroke of genius for publicity anyway. So this new piece of equipment so far has not gotten great reviews. The iPhone 4S, they say, you know, the problem is some of the technology clearly isn't as good as had been promised. If that, you know, what is it specifically they're saying? Always in the beginning from the beta testers on with the anticipation, there's always detractors. It seems to me that the Apple products, it's like you fall into two categories. You either love the Apple products or you don't. And there is no doubt, like I said, that Steve Jobs was the cutting edge guy. And if you could just think it, breathe it, live it, he would come up with it. So this is voice assisted technology. And the new 4S tool is called the Siri. And that's the whole idea, how it's different. I mean, how it's activated that way. And imagine the things you could do with that. When this was in development, it would have been fun to work with that. So now you could just use it with the voice. It's kind of like, I like this about the phone systems now in a lot of the cars, the Bluetooth, where you get in and it's not even a Bluetooth. I think they call it something else. And you hit the pedals on your wheel and you could call someone or talk to someone that way. That seems a little safer to me, at least if you were pulled over, or even if you weren't pulled over, if you're already in that conversation, in other words, you're just talking out loud, but you're not plugging things in. It's already set and ready to go. Seems to me that that would work a lot better. But I don't think I'm getting in line for that. Are any of you getting in line for that? I have a feeling. You just wait a little bit, and then whatever it costs, it'll get cheaper. It'll get cheaper. How about the Milwaukee Brewers? We're going to throw this into odds and ends because there are certainly baseball fans out there. We don't want to ignore a few quick scores. The Brewers and St. Louis have been fun to watch, and this didn't disappoint either. The Brewers won 4-2 on their Thursday evening game for the National League showdown for the right to go to the World Series. So that now that is knotted up at 2 apiece. That's going to continue to roll on. The Texas Rangers had a chance to end things in Detroit. They weren't able to do it. They ended up losing 7-5. So now that series swings back to Arlington, Texas. The Rangers actually lead the series 3-2. They have a chance to close it out in the Lone Star State. Coming up, we've got another version of We Can Count.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Topping this version of We Can Count. Just a quick little note here and a salute to everybody in the Navy. The Navy turned 236 years old. I have a lot of former sailors in my family, including my husband. He was in the Navy. He was on an aircraft carrier. But just coincidentally, I had many uncles and a grandfather who served, and a lot of them came from the Navy ranks. Seems like families, not always, but it seems like families go through the same branch of the military, like Army or Navy or Air Force or whatever it is. It's just one of the, it's like a tradition. Boom, my father was in the Army, I was in the Army, or I went to West Point, they went to West, you know what I mean. But, fascinating. It makes sense, too. Think about 236 years ago and what that Navy was like. On a business note, we slide over to an interesting number that I found when I was looking for some money things. Google, their revenue is just off the charts. 40 million. I say 40 million because the G Plus network has grown to 40 million. How about that? So it really beat the estimates that were out there. That's a 40 million users. So that's an increase from the 10 million that Google Plus had at the end of Google's last quarter. Now, actually, the worth of the company is crazy. The shares now are at $9.72, actually. And the forecast had been for like a buck less than that. So Google seems to be back on the up and up. And overall, the company rose like 33% over the year to, here's the number. And that was users, the 40 million users thing. This will blow you away. 9.7 billion. Let me say that number again. 9.7 billion. When I think of these people who invented what they invented in garages, or something about the garages, because remember that was Steve Jobs' thing too. He was in a garage with Steve Wozniak. And they came up with the idea for the Apple computer, and the same thing with the two Google founders. They were working out of a garage, and the rest is history. Here are a couple of other to throw at you, a couple of other things to throw at you from the world of numbers. That's why we started We Can Count in the first place, because there are so many ways that we can count. Whether it's through the dollars and cents of it, or whether it's through something else. You know, we've been talking about the Occupy movement, and people are trying to wrap their arms around, well, how many people is it? And how many people are involved in the Occupy groups? And that's hard to quantify, because the biggest groups, thousands, are in New York. In fact, they're getting booted out early on Friday, because they want to clean up that area. So many people have camped out, hung out, that it's getting dirty, and they want to go and clean it. You know, the movement itself, again, depends on the city. And there are many who believe that some of this is phony. Some of it is union people just stacking a deck and running out there. And then others that think it's just a mix of people. I'm in the camp of, I think, what they need to do is go hit up the banks, run around the banks then, or go to Washington, D.C., and just march on Washington, D.C. But I would have to say that you definitely got a million plus if you added up everybody from across all these states. Because some of the areas, it's a little sparse. And others, like I said, New York, of course, is the biggest movement. And here's the thing. I said this right from the very start. What are the specifics? What is this protest about? And the number one thing, and this is why I think, forget the financial sector, go down to Washington. The number one thing seems to be government corruption. And then that you throw in bailouts or corporate greed is what they're saying, or job scarcity. You know, there's no jobs. Wall Street impunity and the bailouts, that goes all the way back to 2008. And I still contend this no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter what stripes or labels or whatever it is that you display, that bailout, bailing out the banks, Henry Paulson's brilliant idea along with Tim Geithner to bail out the banks, has just always stuck in our craws. We never have, if time heals things, we did not heal that relationship with the banks. And especially when more and more was started to leak out about the fact that all the banks had to jump on board, some of them didn't even need it, but they were told to take it, and then of course they go from opposite extremes, there's no lending, they go from ridiculous subprime mortgages that went through to, that crushed the banks, some of the banks, to not lending anybody any money. When you have these historically low interest rates, okay, that's great, but who's getting a loan? How many people are able to qualify for a loan? Even if your scores are good, your credit scores, and your work history, whatever, because they look into everything. It doesn't matter. You have to have enough. A serious chunk of money is more what they're looking at, and they may look at the work histories and everything, and that crazy credit score, but it doesn't matter. They're still not lending for the most part. You're still not getting any kind of a break there. So from the pendulum swung from one extreme to another. All right, this is a crazy story, and it falls into the numbers category. You know, when you're at the ATM, I've thought about this. Be careful at some of these ATMs. One, look around where you are, and also, what time of day are you going? You do not need money at midnight, hopefully. Get the money earlier in the day. There's a 29-year-old guy who faces charges of criminal mischief, is what they're saying. He beat up an ATM machine because he was frustrated about being charged too much. And this is a case where people watched and they could see. He started to yell. He smashed the machine. He created this big disturbance. And, he was ultimately arrested. Joel Goldroth is his name. And they threw the cuffs on him and pulled him away. And that came, and this happened in Vero Beach, Florida, and that came on the heels of a guy being smashed over the head in Orlando, Florida, when he was trying to get some cash out to grab some coffee at a 7-Eleven. Now, why is he grabbing cash? That's what he said, grabbing cash to get coffee out. Use the debit card. Why aren't you using the debit card? He wanted to have cash. So, unfortunately, he got smashed on the noggin the second he got the cash out. Just kind of a reminder to think before you do things in areas at the wrong time of day. Because look, if someone's looking for money and they don't care at whatever cost, you're a target right there. I think it's pretty, what's the word? Ballsy. Let's use that word. It's pretty ballsy to grow pot right smack next to a school. The reason why is because this particular school, we're talking about areas where there's a lot of patrols. The police patrolled around Placerville a lot. And by patrolling the area, it was pretty easy. They started to see the weed of the marijuana plants grow and grow and grow. So, duh, losing a stone's throw away from a high school, the plants were, a bumper crop. That's what they say. A bumper crop of 20-some plants, but they were huge, were growing out of control. And the problem is supposedly it was for medical marijuana and you could cultivate the plants. And they were far enough away from the school, but it was literally a stone's throw. And what happened is that some of the plants, the cops could see them, like I said, when they were patrolling. And because some of the kids at the school were talking about it, and they were talking about trying to go and get the plants. So, I don't know. What's going on in suburbia? Was it true, medical marijuana? No, they're saying no, that he really didn't really need medical marijuana. What's the beef? What's the true story here with these plants that caught the eye of the police when they were going around the high school that they patrolled a lot because it was known for some violent things to happen in and around the high school? Police. All right, coming up on the flip side, my favorite thing to do in the week besides nail the score and, of course, vent our spleen about everything that's wrong in this country is to do the cheap movie reviews. That's next.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
So last week, The Ides of March, the George Clooney, Ryan Gosling flick, opened up, and that was pretty big. Not the biggest audience, though, on the weekend. It's interesting. I think the bigger the effects, the bigger punch they get at the box office, and that's not a new scenario, but we're seeing it more and more. 3D is definitely that way. If it's a good, solid 3D flick, like they're going to re-release Top Gun, I think that'll blow away the competition if they put it on the right week. So this movie looks like it could be pretty clever. I like some of the actors in it. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, I want you to hear a little snippet of it. It's called The Big Year.
There's going to be major fallout in a few hours.
Nuclear fallout?
Bird fallout.
you ever wondered what killed your marriage to Steph in 03?
First of all, I was married to Bridget in 03.
January 1st, I'm out of here.
You realize the phase after retirement looks a little bit like this?
You quit school, you quit work.
Yeah?
Great talking to you.
I just want to do something big, you know?
We need a little adventure.
I'm doing a big year.
The year to do all the things we never could.
Now. You think they'd be exhausted by now.
Race to the bottom.
They're turning their quest.
They're men, dear. If they ever stop competing, they die.
Into the ultimate competition.
Yeah!
This is my year. I'm going to take my mark.
Can't miss the flight. There's not another one for a week.
It sucks for him.
Yeah. Cooking?
Yeah.
From the director of The Devil Wears Prada and Marley and Me.
One of us has to beat this SOB.
When it comes to comedy.
Did you just do a victory dance?
No. Maybe. Yes, I did.
Go big or go home.
You bought me drinks and got what you wanted.
Really?
You don't want to know.
Steve Martin, Jack Black, Owen Wilson.
Most people wake up one day and realize they didn't do everything they wanted to do.
Am I nuts, Edith?
Are you asking me as a therapist or as a wife?
Which one is cheaper?
This is incredible, isn't it?
Unless there's a freak lizard.
I shouldn't have said there's going to be a freak lizard. I jinxed it.
The Big Year.
Hey! Yeah. They're going up around the bend.
All right, a silly comedy, but I love Jack Black. He's in it. Steve Martin's in it. Owen Wilson is in this movie as well. And I think there's going to be some funny moments you could pull out of it. You get the idea. You could hear it there in that snippet. Boom, what are the things you haven't done? That kind of thing. So that's what they do. They go off and do all these things that they haven't done. And it could set up for some funny scenarios. Jack Black is so deadpan to me that he probably will make this movie. I don't know if I'd run out and see it, to be honest, on the big screen, because this is one that might be worth the wait for the red box where you're paying a couple of, you know, you're paying a buck or $2 or whatever it might be if you get it the first run. So I'd probably wait on that one. But I think it'd be good. It's one to keep in the back of your mind. And remember, when you're searching around desperately for a decent movie and you can't think of one, this would be a good guy, funny movie. Footloose is the next offering. Take a listen.
We cannot be missing from our children's lives. They are ours to protect.
Public dancing among Beaumont's minors will be in violation of the law.
Taking me. I really want to pull my own weight around here.
You can get this baby running.
She's all yours.
Okay, the door sticks and the gas pedal's missing. A couple of the, hey, it's a fixture up.
You think everybody's cute.
Hey, watch where you're going, little guy.
Sorry, man, didn't see you.
Where are you from? You talk funny.
I talk funny?
Mm-hmm.
You should hit you from my end.
What's up, man? I'm Willard.
I'm Ren. McCormick.
What's the deal with the preacher's daughter?
I think I'm small town, huh?
Is she worth all that attitude?
You want to say something?
First down of the police, and I'm a fool of blood.
What, you can't keep up?
I take my feet off the ground. I take my feet off the ground. I take my feet off the ground. I take my feet.
What, am I grounded? Do I got to go to prison?
What am I going to do with you?
There's nothing to do, Daddy. This is it.
3 years ago. 5 seniors died in a car crash coming home from a dance, and that's when the whole town went crazy.
You want to go out and get some cheap thrills? You do it outside of Beaumont.
Thinking I could do something. Maybe I have a shot at making a change.
I don't want you to see that boy.
Why?
Because I've heard he's trouble.
Watch that attitude, sir.
We speak for this town because we are from here.
I know you got to do what you got to do, but that ain't going to stop it from happening. There was once a time for that law, but not anymore. This is our time.
We're going to come here to dance.
Does this sound like a familiar theme? It should, because Footloose was a movie from the 80s. Remember Kevin Bacon? This is a remake. Dennis Quaid's in it, Julianne Hough's in it, Annie McDowell's in it, Kenny Wormald is his name. He's in it. He's the kid that gets transplanted from the north to the south. Probably a teenage movie that'll be a favorite. But other than that, I check out the original, because the original probably will beat this one. It's the same theme, just a little bit of a twist on it. And no offense to any of those actors, but for my money, I think I'd rather see Kevin Bacon in that lead role. All right, we move to the last movie called The Thing.
48 hours ago, we found something quite remarkable.
What'd they find?
There's a structure.
In Antarctica.
And a specimen.
Really?
Touching down. This is Kate Lloyd's, Columbia Paleontology.
Let me show you why you flew 10,000 miles.
We estimate it's been here 100,000 years.
I'm going to take a tissue sample.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do. You, my friends, will all be immortalized as the people who made this discovery.
My God.
Somebody was attacked.
But it seems everyone is fine.
Either someone miraculously healed themselves, or someone is not who they say they are. Imitating his cells. I think this thing copies its prey and then hides inside it.
What are you saying?
Not all of us are human. It could be any of us. We can't let this thing leave.
If it makes it out of here, millions of people could die.
That would be a fun one for me to go and see, because you got the suspense horror theme there. So I might go check that out. Yeah. I might go check out The Dark Side. If you go to the movies, have fun. And remember, it's always cheaper to bring your own candy in than pay the $7 at the concessions. Just trying to do something to save you a few bucks. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.